Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way, the audio daily dose of daf. We are looking at Erevin 12, talking about encroaching space, personal space. The rabbis taught in a braisa, if an arm of the sea encroaches on a chatzer, breaching the middle of the chatzer wall, at that point, we may not draw water from it on the Shabbos into the chatzer, even from that part of the inlet that is within the chatzer walls, unless it has a partition 10 tefachim high, unless a valid partition is built in the breach to separate the inlet in the chatzer from the rest of the sea. So to me, what jumps out at me is the idea of the arm of the sea encroaching on a chatzer. We talked about this the other day on the lecture series also, but we have to understand and realize and take in the fundamental aspect of giving people their personal space. A lot of times we encroach on people's personal space and personal time without realizing it, without jumping on it. Some people might not realize that if you're dealing with a couple of kids at home, you're dealing with a couple of situations, you have your job and whatnot, might not be the best time to call people. If you hear screaming in the background, you hear kids fighting in the background, or you know that a couple went out to Broadway for the date, don't call them at that time. Don't interrupt them at that time. Give them their personal space. Give them their personal zone. If you see that there's a lot of hullabaloo going into the house and you're about to drop off something for Shabbos, maybe figure out if a better time would be to come later. If you know that the kids are driving your friend crazy all day, don't call them. Wait till the kids go to bed to touch base. If you know that it's their anniversary and they're going on a date for the first time in 3 years, don't call them. Don't message them. Don't bother them. Even though sending a text might not be so bad because they're going to get the ding, but realize that a lot of people feel the ding, feel the need to respond to it. I'm not going to go into being addicted to our phones and whatnot in general, but if we feel and we see and we hear that it's buzzing or zinging, we're going to feel bad not to check it. But don't even have the havamina to do that, and then we won't encroach on that personal space. We won't even give them the havamina to do that. So it's important to remember to keep in mind about the proper personal space. That's not even the actual literal definition of being in someone's face, especially nowadays in crazy times. We have to maintain our distance, the 6 feet, and using masks. But even besides that, in general, there's an idea of personal space. There's an idea of life space. Person has their situation, has what they're dealing with, give them the time, give them the space they need. If someone went through something tragic or something terrible, don't jump on them. Pirkei Avos explains you have to understand if a person went through something, if someone lost something, don't jump on them right away. You have to give them space. The whole idea of Shivan Shloshim and the year, that's the whole process. Judaism understands, the Jewish way of life understands, if someone made a vow or somebody, you know, misplace an item, don't call them or whatever if they're in the middle of the emotions or passions or whatever lahavla they're going through. Giving the personal space, giving the time, giving them their own ability to work things out in a personal and in a metaphoric way, understanding the idea of timing, the idea of space, and the idea of giving everyone their own place here from Erevin 12. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 13 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.